Friday, Saturday.
Word. Keith Lee, he screwed up our Christmas party, though, unless you consider not hanging out with RJ, Tommy, Roger, and Basil a positive. Oh. Keith Lee's Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Indifferent Squirrel in Overtonville. Intro Request. I Don't Care Anymore by Phil Collins. I like that song. Kristen DeWitt says it's not Weatherman, it's Family Man. Was Weatherman a movie, though?
Yeah, they were both a movie he was in, but that was correct. I realized that.
What was Weatherman about?
I forget what that was about.
All right.
I think he walked around. He was like a dude that just didn't give a care anymore.
Pat got a little note here. Says, Pat can kiss me underneath the ball. That's unfortunately from Kevin.
Oh, please. Oh, well, Kevin, not a bad guy.
Kevin's not a bad guy. Nate Olson, what's up?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. Let's get right down to business.
Okay.
Nate, we're doing it, my buddy.
We didn't do birthday trivia yesterday, and the birthday trivia today sucks, so we're going to do birthday trivia from yesterday, plus a couple of add-ons from today.
I gotcha.
And we're going to do some entertainment news coming up, but I want to talk what's in sync first.
Okay, well, as you touched on it, Garth Brooks and the Captain Black shirt, Spencer Watson, makes a guest appearance and writes about it. Yeah. Yeah, he did a good job on this story. I mean, kind of pulling some things out about why you should care about that he's here and kind of who he is. And he's got a good point in this story. Most everybody, whether you like country music or not, you know who Garth Brooks is. He was an icon of the 90s and a country music star. But he kind of goes in here and talks about some things that make him interesting. One thing that I really thought was interesting, back in the 90s, he wrote a song about where it talked about loving whoever you want to. And it was kind of based on his stepsister, who was a lesbian. So that was way back then.
That
he's
came
talking
out of nowhere.
About that, and he got an award from one of the organizations at the time, you know, kind of speaking up for gay rights. So I thought that was interesting. That was a good tidbit that
the LGBT. Spencer,
yeah, and I thought it was interesting that
the
Spencer,
Gay and Lesbian Alliance and against Defamation Media Award.
Yep.
Also transgendered.
I just read that.
Mm-hmm.
Has he played in Little Rock before?
23 years ago.
I said LGBTA.
Oh, I just want to make sure we get the transgendered in.
Buddy, I shall not leave out the transgender.
Thank you, Justin.
Especially not in this room.
First time that anybody's played more than one show in a night or in consecutive nights. Nobody had ever done two. Nobody's done three. They're already putting out advisories about traffic around the arena every night. Yeah.
Boy,
this is gonna be you know, one of the biggest events in Verizon Arena history.
Do they sell out 20,000?
They haven't all sold out yet.
20,
no, it's like 16 something.
That's a lot, though. I
mean, yeah, it is. Like, no, it, and you know,
split hairs. Per
I think
se.
People around here, obviously, a lot of country music fans. I think people are going to come from around the region, from Northwest Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma. I'm thrilled for Verizon Arena that they can get him to come here for three nights. I know Jana DeGeorge over there, the marketing person. I know that she's elated and she's going to have to work real hard. And she's not going to be home until Sunday. She's leaving today.
The only thing I got a couple songs I like about from Garth Brooks. Sometimes they played this song at my grandmother's funeral. This song was always right here, babe. Mm. Right here in the cold subcockles of my black little heart.
The first song I ever heard of Garth Brooks, other than Friends in Low Places, was The Dance.
That's a good one.
It was a good one.
It was a great song.
This song called If Tomorrow Never Comes. And you know what? Carpe diem, my friend, because it may not come to you.
Ain't that the truth? I also like Unanswered Prayers, you know?
I'd rather live my life
as most of mine.
Exactly.
Just want to be 6 foot guy.
Carpe Nuckdem.
What does that mean?
Seize the night.
How do you do?
How are you? I like that damned old rodeo.
For a guy who likes to make out with vampires, that's perfect for you.
So what? I won't wear my galak around my neck that night. No big deal.
The good news is, if you like to hook up during the day, vampires are perfect because they can't leave home.
Why does it always come back to hooking up with you guys? Why can't it just be friendships?
That's for you, Grandma.
Will she know how much? But anyway, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's huge.
Oh, excuse
I'm
us.
A moment.
I'm sorry.
Sweet Peggy. Did I try in every way to show her every
day that she's my only one? You know what's sad?
My sweet Grammy.
Yep. Nobody played anything at Pierre's funeral.
Does Garth Brooks have a song based on the functioning of a rendering plant? Because
I was going to say they didn't have a tape player available there at the food processing plant.
Yes, I believe that song goes, if my snow shovel's full of dough.
The song sounded like a giant meat grinder.
Oh, man.
Pierre.
Well, that's cool.
Giving Frank Acri a shout-out on our blog, too.
Yeah, I just like to tell Frank it's going to be hot.
If you're listening, Frank, thank you for the comment.
Oh, he's
thank
listening.
You also, Uncle Joey, for the
Uncle Joey.
Comment.
Yeah.
He's everybody's Uncle Joey.
We can't tell what Uncle Joey did for us.
Uncle Joe, no, we can't, literally cannot tell you. It's, I can't remember half of it, but I'll tell you this much. I got a great picture that I will always cherish of Pat and Uncle Joe together, two of my all-time favorites.
Oh,
what
nice.
What were we doing?
You guys were sitting there at the table at the zombie burger the other day.
That was a good burger.
That was fun.
That was a good burger.
Anyway, how about the fries, though? You forgot the garlic, Nate.
Oh, I did.
Blue cheese, bacon, and garlic all over
fries.
Oh, my
gosh.
Sorry.
I'll edit that in.
Anyway, to my grandmother, God bless you, and I'm glad Garth Brooks is coming and helping the tax base here in Central Arkansas.
Yeah, you bet, man.
Now, let's talk about beer on page five.
On page five. Okay.
Yeah, Lost 40 is about to open.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have like a tasting. They're going to have it at a couple different places. Flying Saucer.
Tonight.
5:30, 8:30. Yep, tonight.
Wow, how about that?
It begins.
Yeah, Pat, you want to take me out tonight?
Yeah, sure.
Whenever somebody offers me a beer, I just say, I'll have a taste.
Yeah, I mean,
and one keg later.
By taste, I mean a whole 12.
I'm laid up in someone's basement, and he's trying to turn me into a walrus.
Nice reference.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like anyway.
So, yeah, you can check that out in Emily's column. She's got every week the happenings are going around in food and drink and retail and restaurant stuff. And that is one of the things, the Lost 40. Wanted to, and I don't know if you've seen this yet, I wanted to kind of dive into this and take a little bit of time, because whenever we talk sports in here, I know, you know, we're on a sports station, but shadowing UALR was really interesting for me. I don't know if you've seen that story in here yet, Justin, but I know you guys really respect Steve Shields, as do I, but getting a chance to be with him for an entire day, it gives you even a better appreciation of how good of a coach he is. And the way they do things. I mean, it's all about routine. You know that, Pat, being involved. And you have to, you know, buy into your coach, respect the coach. The coach can't lose the team. You can tell every guy in that locker room respects him, respects the assistants. The other thing that I was really – that I took away from that day was Joe Klein. Hmm. You know that he knows his stuff, but to see him standing there, and he went through all the UMKC sets, everything they're going to do. And Martez Harrison was averaging 18 points a game coming in there. They shut him down to 11. Martez Harrison's name was mentioned probably 30 times.
Huh.
Everybody on that team knew that, you know, he was a 5'11 guard that likes to shoot, but he also can pass the ball, that you got to get up on him or he's going to maybe shoot the three, and that he's going to get to the lane, but you can't panic about that. He's going to get in there. I mean, they played him perfectly. He had 5 points at the half. I think that was really the key. And them winning, and so he had each assistant gets a team to scout, and then they have to present that to the ball club. And I was really impressed with how
long did you spend, like the whole went day to the, practices?
Yeah,
and
went to the shoot around at 8:30 and left there at 6 o'clock. It was great. And I want to send a special thanks to Coach Shields, Coach Klein, the other assistants, and also Patrick Newton over there, the SID. Mm. Rolled out the red carpet for us, and I had my nephew Seth. He was he went to job shadow me, and I said, "Well, this might be a good thing for you to go to." And then they were very accommodating in letting him come, and so I told him he didn't get an A on that paper, that Steve was going to make him run sprint. Steve said, 5 a.m. you better be here." So anyway, it was a good thing. I think if you like college basketball, really gives you some insight on what it's like to get prepared.
That's cool. I would like to flip back if you could, and if any of the listeners have an answer for this, I would love to know it. On 12/12, that's just in a couple of days, the Historic Arkansas Museum is doing its 10th eggnog off?
Yeah, the nog off, yes.
Okay.
So that's just, it's a eggnog competition.
Okay.
Different people, different restaurants are involved in that, and then some private individuals. I've heard it's a great party. I'd love to go check that out.
I was at the grocery store last night looking for eggnog. Couldn't find any that wasn't organic, and you know my feelings on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's my question. We had one time, Chef Richardson came over from the Capitol Hotel, and he was there, and he made us up some grilled oysters and homemade eggnog. Mm. My question is, how hard is it to make homemade eggnog? I think it's like... just like milk and
my
eggs.
My sister does it every year.
And okay,
it's no big deal.
I need to make. I want a recipe for eggnog that's A, delicious, and B, low or no sugar. And you can use like a substitute. Surely you can throw like Truvia, Splenda, Stevia, and it could be decent tasting. Because I love the nog, man, but it's so sweet, and it's really about the most unhealthy drink on the planet.
It's like drinking pancake batter.
Yeah, but it's so good. Anyway, so I'm curious if anybody has a reasonable recipe that is fairly. Or at least as healthy as it can be, considering.
I don't know. My family never even thought about eggnog drinking eggnog, so I got nothing for you.
You know what you got to do? You got to get rid of the eggs, the ice cream, and the cream, and only stick with the bourbon. And
just the
it's
nog?
Much healthier for you.
Yeah, my grandfather makes it, and I'm not kidding. He would make it with like five kinds of booze, and I'm like, I'm like, this is horrible. I just don't. Yeah. I like just straight eggnog, just like plain eggnog.
What is it? It's just sweet.
Isn't like
it
a
just
milkshake.
Sweet milk.
It's kind of like sweet milk. Yeah, it's really good.
I guess creamy.
It's good.
Well, you can have it all year round, can't you?
You could, but what?
I mean, can't you?
It's seasonal.
Well, you want to have Thanksgiving again in July.
You can have candy corn all year too, but you're not a crazy person,
right,
are you?
I mean, I could have turkey in the middle of June, and I'm gonna. So maybe, you know what? Tommy always talked about Christmas in July. I don't know if they ever busted out eggnog in July, but I need a good eggnog recipe, so email me Justin at the zone. Justin? No, just email the zone at 1037thebuzz.com or Justin at 1037thebuzz.com. Yeah, I want a good nog recipe. Okay, go on. Sorry about that. There was something else I saw in here that I wanted to touch on.
Oh, go ahead.
Before we got to the UALR story.
I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. I was so excited.
Speaking of speakies, our buddy Michael Peace on the move.
Yeah,
oh, is
how about
he on
that?
In here?
109 and Company. With
they opened up last Friday. We were out of town for that.
Mm-hmm. Michael and I have the same haircut, and he's got a really cool pirate mustache.
He's got a little bit more dirt on the top.
But
and
now,
dirt, I mean, good. Cause, you know,
but now he went, I guess, he shaved off the little
did he?
The little tail. He still
hold
got
on,
the handlebar.
What color is this? I mean, what color? What page is this?
This is page eight.
Ocho. To our Spanish-speaking listeners.
Speaking
Pat's
of
using his online version.
Yeah.
At SyncWeekly.com. Is that correct?
Yes,
sir.
The times I went to Maduro, I liked it. He decided to change things up a little bit, more of a classic cocktails theme. Maduro may reopen somewhere.
They are.
Yeah, but he talked about, that he came up with some cocktails when he was working in private business, traveling around, and he unveiled some of those at Maduro. But now a lot more of that, a little bit of food. But he said, it's kind of a classy place. You walk in, it's not rowdy like a sports bar, although there will be TVs on, but kind of a classier joint with the classic cocktails. I'm interested to go in there and check it out. I thought he did a great job with Maduro.
He does. He takes it serious. That's what separates him is there is no detail that is too small for him.
Listen to what happens when I turn the digital copy of Sync Weekly. Page turns.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, you got
y'all really
downloaded
got
on your
y'all own. Really got it figured out, Nate.
Yeah, how about that?
Boy, I mean, when you got virtual page turning noise, I mean, that's really something.
It's almost like real paper.
By the way, one more note on UALR. They play Kent State on Sunday, part of a doubleheader. So head over to the Jack. I'm going to.
Oh, the other thing about Maduro, it's the same location, right?
Same
it's 109
location.
Main Street.
Same location.
I mean, not Maduro, but the 109 and Company.
109 and Company. And they kept the humidor in there because it was so hard to get out. But they've barrel-aged liquor in there now.
Hmm.
So then take the barrels, put them in there, and turn up the heat, turn down the air, I guess.
Really?
That he mentions that in here. So they kept it. Yeah.
How are you?
That
sounds like a great place
so
to go after
go check that
a
place
Christmas
out.
Party.
It's, yeah. No, it does sound good.
Yeah,
Friday night.
Why punish your liver and your lungs when you can just really punish your liver good with good stuff? On page 17, there's a, Pat, your favorite, strawberry salad, I see, from someplace that I don't know anything
Milford
about.
Milford Tract.
What is that?
Okay. Do you know where the Searcy building, there's several buildings across from the Heart Hospital. It's an office complex
over
there. They're all named different cities or counties in Arkansas, Searcy building, Benton building, so forth. Well, Emily went down there with a couple other staff and looked for this place and had a hard time finding. But apparently it's been around for 20 or 25 years, and it's mostly a lunch place, but it's gotten some rave reviews lately from some other of the foodies around town. So she went and checked it out. She's not a huge pasta fan, but she said the pasta there was really good. So it's a place that if you work over in that area of West Little Rock over by the Heart Hospital, it's kind of one of those diamonds in the rough places. But the people that work in that complex.
I've heard of Milford Track. I just can't place it.
Yeah, it's in that office building, kind of like, a cafeteria type thing that you'd see in there. But apparently, according to Emily, they're turning out some really great pasta.
Spinach pasta with basil, pesto, and chicken. How do you do?
Yep.
Emily, come on. She wasn't a big fan of pasta?
She's not a huge pasta fan.
I'm Italian. I don't even want pasta.
You can get sandwiches there, too. The Chicken Avocado Club. Different things. But
really
the pasta,
Italian,
I think, is what kind of sets them apart for a lunch place. It's a hot meal that you can get there.
Do they have squid ink pasta?
I don't think so. I'd have to look
just
at them.
Curious.
But yeah, I like it when she pulls some places that It's been around a while. It hasn't got a lot of publicity. She does a really good job. I think I say that about every week, but she's a really good food writer. And jeez, and this and reading this, up, it made me want to go to it. Really made me want to go check it out.
Well, okay, hold on. Time out. Hours 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah, it's
breakfast,
for the working,
lunch guy.
It's for, okay, the working crowd. You know that because, like I said, over if you've been over there before, there's like several office buildings, so you can walk across the street to that one if you're in another one. So I think that's where they get a lot of their patrons from, is foot traffic in that area. But it, certainly, if you worked anywhere in West Little Rock, it's a short drive from from there. Be a little longer if you're from downtown.
Anywhere in Little Rock is 15 minutes, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's not that bad.
Not like Boston, where you got to go all across.
Oh, Des Moines.
Right, or Des Moines.
17 minutes there.
Going to take Uber here, too, after I took Uber in Des Moines. It was
Interesting.
No, I'm going to take
Uber. Oh, you're going to take
Uber.
How was Uber?
Yeah, we took Uber. I've still never done it. How smooth was the whole process?
Okay,
pretty
let me show
smooth,
you.
Pat.
I know about it. I know how it works.
It was as smooth as this. I got on my app, and I basically, it pins your location. And you type in where your pickup location and your drop-off is, which they ask you anyway. And basically it popped up immediately. Who's calling me from Maryland? It popped up immediately. how long he's going to be here. There's a guy named Matt. He was like 2 miles away. He's going to be there in 4 minutes.
Yep. I'll be there in 4 minutes, Pat.
Picked you up.
Picked us up. Drove us to the spot. And
taped your mouth shut. Tied you up.
Well, you have to link either a PayPal account or a credit card, debit card, whatever, to the deal.
Are these?
Deal. So it's automatically
because I've not heard of some sort of mass rape situation or abuse or violence.
Well, they had one in Dubai.
India.
Been making the news.
Anyway, my point is they vet these drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Background checks. I think the kid said it took about a month.
Yeah, he talked about
it. Okay,
that's
good.
For him to get.
That makes me feel better. What kind of car did he have?
Impala, Chevy Impala. They use their own vehicles.
Was it black?
It was, I think it was charcoal gray.
Yeah.
Not close enough.
Charcoal gray.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, hey, Bub, I'm cold. Put the heat right up.
Did you
say, Bub, that's a little too much. Put it right down.
Did you say, hey, can I get a cold one?
Actually, he offered us waters, too. He said, that's
what
they
do.
They offer,
that's
like,
fancy.
Bottles of water.
Forgot about
how much
that.
Did the ride cost you?
Well, we had a $20 gift card. So, if first time user, the hotel that we stayed at, it was a $20 off of it. It ended up, I don't know, it cost like 10 bucks.
Huh.
I mean, just because it was...
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. I mean,
more,
but it was...
Cab would have been more.
Yeah.
I think
that's
nice.
The idea. It's cheaper and faster, I guess, because...
I paid 40
just do
bucks
it
for a cab
app.
The other day from the Montgomery Airport to my hotel.
Ooh.
Donk. Anyway, as we head in the break, I do want to tell you about... can I give a game ball and a jockstrap special edition this Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
And really, the only jockstrap I give is to myself, but the game ball to our friends at New Creations. New Creations Medical Weight Loss Clinic. You know, I lost 20...
Where did it all go?
I left it. I lost 23 pounds.
Was that in hair?
Well, not until today. Anyway, so now I'm down like 25 total. But unfortunately, I didn't lose all 25 at once. Otherwise, I'd have won the contest. So Roger and I had a head-to-head battle, and the loser was supposed to color their hair. So I made an addendum to the bet. I asked him if it would be okay if I just shave my head instead, and he said, sure. So, I let Roger shave my hair today, so now I'm bald. So, jockstrap to me for not beating Roger in the challenge, but game ball to me for losing 25 pounds. I appreciate the folks at New Creations because it's a game changer, and every time I see myself in the mirror, I think, man, you look a lot less terrible than you used to. But now I look in the mirror, I think, you look a lot less terrible than you used to, but boy, you really look weird without any hair. Anyway, so I appreciate them very much. And if you're trying to kickstart your 2015, folks, I'm telling you, get on it. What happened? Stop, Chick-fil-A. I hate when this thing does that. It's so stupid and annoying. One of these days, our computer...